Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you. Casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the grace, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To Him be the dominion forever and ever. And everybody said,
Amen.
Lord Jesus, as we launch into this sharing and exhortation from the Word, of honing in and drilling down on the snags and the struggles in our church to attain and to apprehend towards the goal that You are calling us to, I pray that the Word would go forth effectively and efficiently, and I pray that our hearts would all be receptive to receive it. And God, I pray that You would give an increase to the Word in this church of changed lives and increased zeal and fervor in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. If you want the Word to change it, would you say amen?
Amen.
If you want the Lord to increase your zeal and your drive and your desire to serve Him, would you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How many of you grew up reading comic books? How about the funnies in the Sunday paper? Hallelujah. Well, in the back of many superhero comic books, they had this little cartoon advertisement about the 97-pound weakling. How many of you remember that advertisement? I got a couple of you in here today. And the ad was put out by Angelo Siciliano. He was also known as Charles Atlas. And the ads all followed the same formula, showing some weakling being taken advantage of by a bully. And then Mr. Atlas asks, "Are you tired of being a weakling?" And then the cartoon ad, of course, shows a transformed weakling, all full of muscles, taking revenge on the bully. The ads were alternately titled, "The Insult That Made a Man Out of Mac," "How Joe's Body Brought Him Fame Instead of Shame," "The Insult That Turned a Chump Into a Champ," "Hey Skinny, Your Ribs Are Showing," and "How Jack the Weakling Slaughtered the Dance Floor Hog." And the ad campaign, it was a success and is potentially the longest running ad campaign ever. Now, why am I bringing this up today? Because I want to ask you this question. How strong are you? How strong is your faith in God? Are you like the 97-pound weakling in Charles Atlas's ads? Is the devil always bullying you? Are you tired of being pushed around? Do you want to make a change in your life? Mr. Atlas would ask questions like this. What is my job? I manufacture weaklings into men. He would say things like, "Let me prove in 7 days that I can make you a new man." And things like, "Don't be half a man." Hallelujah. I wonder what would happen if you took the challenge and for the next 7 days, you spent 30 or more minutes of prayer in the morning and 30 or more minutes of prayer in the evening. If you took your problems to God in the morning and in the evening, every day for the next 7 days, asking God for His strength and guidance, I'm going to tell you what will happen something in your life, you won't be the same spiritual chump that you are right now. Paul said at the end of his letter in 1 Corinthians 16 and 13, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong.
Yes.
Hallelujah, church. God wants to make you a spiritual champ. And so I want to ask you the question as I begin to preach this message to you. Are you ready to be a Mr. or Mrs. Spiritual Atlas? Hallelujah. I want us to go into this short passage of Scripture today and reveal some secrets to becoming a stronger Christian. Everybody say stronger.
Stronger.
Peter said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you. Church, I want to tell you something today. Pride will weaken you.
Yes.
That's right.
But humility will make us stronger Christians. Humility is one of those things that God does not provide for us. Neither through the fruits of the Spirit or the gifts of the Spirit. Humility is one of those things that you've got to do on your own. Amen. Amen. And God responds to humility in a very positive way. And so when we're humble before God, we grow stronger. But God responds to pride in a very negative and even sometimes violent way. And when we're proud, we grow weaker. It said in James chapter 4, verse 6, but He gives more grace. Therefore it says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Amen. Humility is not weakness. Meekness is not weakness. But it will make you a stronger Christian.
Yes. Amen.
Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride weakens us because it makes God our enemy. Pride leads to destructive decisions and actions. And then Peter reveals a connection between pride and timing. Because pride wants what it wants now. Pride refuses to wait its turn. Amen. It refuses to wait for the right season for things to transpire. And so it makes decisions prematurely and unwisely, and it weakens and can possibly destroy your soul and your life. But when you are humble, you are stronger because you wait patiently upon the timing of God. And you wait and you humble yourself before God. And you understand that God is in charge. And that He's going to do things in His time. And you understand that you can't fight against God. And so the humble people are stronger because they wait for God to bring His promises to pass. In Luke chapter 14, verse 11, it says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. You want to be stronger today? Kick your pride out the back door. You want to be stronger today? Swallow that pride pill down, even if it goes down sideways and gets stuck around your Adam's apple. Swallow that thing down, digest it, and get rid of it in the, you know what, the porcelain thing that we sit on every day. Get rid of that pride. James said in chapter 4, verse 10, humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. Let me tell you something today, friends. Sometimes the only thing holding back God's blessings in your life, the only thing that is holding back God from fulfilling His great promises in your life, is your pride.
Yes. Amen.
Pride makes you weak and feeble, but humility will make you a stronger Christian.
Amen.
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 Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Why do you think the Lord said repent? Because it's humility. When King Ahab got in trouble and he was sorry about his mistakes, and the Bible says he went around tippy-toeing before God. And God said, did you see how Ahab reacted? Did you see how he humbled himself? Humility releases the blessings of God. Yes. You can't get saved if you're proud. And you can't stay saved and pride live in the same way. And if you do, you'll be some kind of a weak, feeble Christian that will never achieve anything or have much of any kind of a reward. Barely saving your own soul if you can't make it to heaven. But when you humble yourself before God, he releases his power. He exalts you. He puts his excellence inside of you. And you grow stronger and stronger and stronger. Everybody say stronger.
Stronger.
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. It says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. I want to tell you something today, church. Worry weakens us. But trusting in God will make us stronger. Everybody say stronger. Hallelujah. I know that carrying worry and anxiety around may satisfy your need to cover the bases and to be in control. But I'm going to tell you something. You can only carry that extra weight around for so long before it starts to wear you down. You start to carry too many things around with you that aren't yours to carry. And it will weaken you and break you down and cause you to fail of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Christians who worry are 97-pound weaklings.
That's right.
All right.
But Christians who cast their anxiety on God are stronger.
Yes.
Right. Isaiah 12:2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Oh, somebody hear what the word of the Lord said today. Isaiah 26:3 said, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Oh, worry and anxiety weakens, but trusting in God will make stronger. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling. Psalm 55:22 says, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you.
Yes.
He will never permit the righteous to be moved.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
If you want to be stronger, it's time to stop worrying.
Yes.
And time to start trusting.
Yes. Amen.
Because strong Christians understand that when they trust in God and give their worries and problems to God, he will show them unusual concern. Look what it said. Cast your cares, cast your anxieties on him, and then he will what? He will be anxious over you.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Why do you have to worry about it? You can give it to God and let him worry about it.
Amen.
You say, well, that's easier said than done. You know what I got to say to people that say that? Your ribs are showing.
Yes. Thank you, man.
Come on.
Hallelujah. You can say that and that escapes the lips of a man or a woman of God. Then you probably haven't tried very hard. You probably haven't prayed very much or very hard about your situation. Your ribs are showing. It's time to pray more. You say, well, amen, it don't matter how long you pray, 5 minutes is just as good as 50. Well, hallelujah, 5 minutes is just as good as 50. Then you're just as well to pray 50. That's the most idiotic thing that a Christian can get in their minds.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
Ain't nobody in this world thinks like that. Ain't even logical sense. I don't know what's wrong with the saints of God sometimes. Oh, you don't have to pray a long time. No, you don't. Hallelujah. But then you're going to be a weakly Christian and you're going to struggle your whole entire life living for God. Hallelujah. You want to be a stronger Christian, then you're going to have to trust more. You're going to have to cast your anxieties and your cares and your worries and your fears on Him. You want to be a stronger Christian, you're going to have to spend more time working out in the prayer closet. You're going to have to spend more time working out praising and worshiping Him. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Sleepiness will weaken us. But being sober and alert will make us stronger Christians. Sleepiness will weaken us, but being sober and alert will make us stronger Christians. The sleepy Christian in Revelation 3:2, advice given to the church in Smyrna. It said, wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Church, the obvious thing here is that the devil is trying to get you.
That's right, amen.
There's a bully in this fight, and it is the devil. Everybody say the devil.
The devil.
And let me tell you something. You're going to be his next weakling victim.
That's right. That's right.
And if he can't get you, he'll get your kids. And if he can't devour you, he'll take someone or something close to you. Amen. Jesus warned us in the parable of the sower and the seed that the word that is sown on the wayside soil, that the devil comes and steals it away. If you're asleep, you will miss your word from God, because the seed that is sown is the word of God.
Yeah.
Praise. I'm trying to be nice today with all this sleepy stuff.
That's right.
Could be like the evangelist that I got saved under to come down by your pew and kick it. Hallelujah, but I won't do that today because I'm not him. But I want to tell you something. You cannot sleep. You cannot sleep, because the devil will creep up on you and you will miss something. Something will show up missing in your life. And so Paul told the church in Ephesus chapter 6, verse 10, 11, 12. You know it. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. The devil is out to get you, and he's looking for a weakling. Hallelujah, when he came up in, hallelujah, to the throne room of heaven in the book of Job, and he appeared and showed his little nasty face before God Almighty, and God Almighty said to him, where have you been, boy? And he said, I've been walking to and fro in the earth. Hallelujah, tell me what he was doing. He was looking for a weakling to devour. Hallelujah, come on, church. Amen. We got to be strong in the Lord and the power. We've been dealing with some different people here with the soup kitchen, and we got one guy. I mean, he is just a man of God. He can quote the Bible to you, and he can really talk a high and lofty conversation. Hallelujah. When we introduced him to the 8 a.m. prayer meeting. Oh, my goodness. Get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Are you serious? 8 o'clock in the morning. No, you don't. And there's a lot of other things you don't do either. Can I get an amen? Somebody say stronger. Hallelujah. Say stronger. Amen. You got to wake up. There are too many Christians laying around and lazing around and turning over in their beds. Oh, poor thing. Beat down by the beatings in it. And that bed old bed so much and it creaks. The Bible said in Proverbs it groans. Even the old bed is telling them, get up, you lazy pup. They're not dressed for the battle. They're not taking the devil's roaring or scheming seriously. And they figure, well, the pastor has me covered. Well, we're in revival. Well, there's enough people that are praying every day, so I'm good to go. Good luck with that. You got to be awake and you got to be alert. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 9. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Let me tell you something. Giving in will weaken you. Giving in, giving up will weaken you.
Yes, right. That's right.
But resistance makes us strong.
Yes.
Resistance makes us stronger. Asa was a strong king over the southern kingdom of Judah. Mm-hmm. In 2 Chronicles chapter 14, Asa had taken power and he had instituted religious reforms. And so Asa's reforms had brought rest to the land for a decade. God's blessings resting on them. But let me tell you something. Hallelujah. No matter how hot and how heavy your revival is, the devil will never let that stand. And the Bible says that Sarah the Ethiopian was stirred up to come against Asa, this good king. And he brought an army of 1 million men strong. Asa prayed this prayer in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11 and 12. And Asa cried to the Lord his God. And he said, O Lord, there is none like you. There is none like you to help between the mighty and the weak. Help us, O Lord our God. For we rely on you. And in your name we have come against this multitude. Oh, sound like King David, didn't it? You come to me with a sword. But I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts, in whom you have defied. Resistance will make you stronger. And he said, O Lord, you are our God. Let not man prevail against you. And so the Lord defeated the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah. And the Ethiopians fled. And Asa had only half the number in his army, hallelujah, that Sarah the Ethiopian did. So King Asa brought this desperate situation to God, and God gave him victory.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
But we read later in the northern, later on in the book, that the northern kingdom of Israel, King Baash, came against King Asa. But instead of relying on God, he relied on political intrigue to weaken his adversaries' alliances. And God was not pleased with that. Resistance will make you strong, but giving in and giving up will weaken you.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Because God had a plan. When King Baash of Israel came up against King Asa, that he was not only going to defeat King Baash of Israel, but he was also going to defeat King Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria as well. But Asa sent out money and he paid off King Ben-Hadad to break his alliance with King Baash. And so King Ben-Hadad attacked King Baash, and King Baash stopped attacking King Asa, and King Asa thought everything's good, but he gave in and he let up. And when he did, it weakened him. and Hanani the seer came out, and he reprimanded King Asa, made him so mad that he threw the preacher in prison. Oh, don't give up. Don't give in. But stand your ground and resist the devil. Resist his lies. Resist his accusations. Resist the doubts and the fear that he tries to sow. And stand your ground. Amen. Stand your ground in your faith. And God will make you stronger. And so after this, he threw the preacher in prison. And he became weaker and he stopped seeking God. The Bible says that 3 years later, his feet became diseased. And for the rest of his life, the Bible says he sought to the physicians, but he never sought to God again the rest of his life because he gave in. And it said in 2 Chronicles 16:8-9, were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he gave them into your hand. Let me tell you something, church. It doesn't matter how big and bad the devil is that comes against you. It doesn't matter how big and bad the spiritual battle that you face. There is nothing too big for the God that backs you up. The Bible said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You want to be stronger, all you need to do is resist. And then it says this. He says, was not God strong enough to drive out the Ethiopians and the Libyans with a 1,000,000-man army? And then he says this. And because you did it, it happened because you relied on me. And then he says this. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. And because you didn't depend on that, now you have done foolishly, and from now on you will have wars. We Christians run at the first sign of trouble. We Christians try to make alliances with the enemy. But stronger Christians understand that God has got their backs. Amen. And they know for a fact that God will not leave them hanging.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So where are you today? Do you want to be a stronger Christian? What are you struggling with today? What are you battling with today? Is there anything too hard for God? And then as we come to the last point, 1 Peter 5:10, and after you have suffered a little while, the grace of the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
Praise the Lord.
Let me tell you something. Getting everything that you want will weaken you.
Yes.
If God answered every one of your prayers every time you snapped your fingers, it would weaken you. It would destroy you.
Right.
But yeah. Suffering makes us stronger Christians.
Man.
It's almost terrifying when you look into the Old Testament and read about the Jews in the Bible and see how quickly they backslid when God's blessings started to pile up. It almost makes you thankful sometimes for a little bit of trouble and suffering that you go through, because you know it keeps you where you need to be. I'm reminded of the poetry, the psalm, that the proverb that says, God, don't let me be so rich that I forget you, but don't let me be so poor that I become a thief. Let me have some balance. We've got to be careful.
Yes.
Because when we get everything that we want, it will weaken us.
Right.
But suffering makes us stronger.
Yes, it does.
And it's comforting to read about the people losing things in the Bible. Sometimes they lost everything, but somehow they came out ahead. Somehow they came out stronger in their faith and their trust in God.
Yes.
And it's almost as if God, through suffering, drills deep into our core and releases hidden reserves of divine strength that we never knew were there. And maybe they weren't there, but God somehow grows us through the trials of life. And when I look back over my own life, I feel a deep sense of accomplishment, and I see beauty. Where do I see it? How do I feel it? When I look at the things that I've suffered, the greatest strengths that I have today they emanate and they are rooted in the greatest struggles that I've had in my life. And I look back and realize one time I was a 97-pound weakling in the faith. It wasn't fun at the time, but God made me stronger through my sufferings.
Yes. Amen.
Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, "And this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested with fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Suffering makes you stronger. Hallelujah. A couple of scars. Paul said, "I bear the scars in my body." Yes. Hallelujah. "I bear the scars in my body." Puts a grit inside of you and determination inside of you. And it grows your spiritual power and strength with God like nothing else will. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed." Let's stand together today. Amen. There are things that I wish God would give me, but He doesn't. There are things that I wish God would do, but He hasn't. You know what it makes me want to do? It makes me want to push harder. It makes me want to try harder. It makes me want to press more intensely and tenaciously, reach for the things that are just outside of my grasp. Everybody say, stronger!
Stronger!
Hallelujah. Sometimes, instead of falling apart at the seams, God uses our suffering to put us together. That's what that word means. He will restore you. That means to put together. You are broken in pieces. You come to Christ and He saves you from your sins. And then He puts you through some suffering. And while you're suffering, He's putting the pieces back together. Somehow, when we're suffering, God uses trouble to reinforce His grace in our life. When He puts you back together, He didn't put you back together the way you were, because the way you were was weak. But when He puts you back together, He puts a little nut here, and He puts a little bolt here, and He puts a little well here and there, and you, somehow the constitution that you have after God puts you back together is somehow stronger than it was before. Somehow, instead of becoming weaker through our troubles, God makes us stronger. And somehow, God establishes us and drives the foundation of faith so deep that not even death itself can move us. So I want to ask you today, church, what is keeping you from becoming a stronger Christian? Is it pride? It's time to learn some humility before God humiliates you or you humiliate yourself. Is it anxiety and worry? It's time to learn to trust God for the things that you need. Is it sleepiness and weariness, distractedness? It's time to eliminate some things. It's time to rearrange your lifestyle so that God becomes a priority, not in words or in intentions, but in reality and actions.
Yes. Yes.
It's not easy coming down to the church every day to pray. There are many many days when I have a lot of things that I need to get done, and sometimes they don't get done. It's not easy coming down here every night after a long day of labor and haven't even had no supper yet and haven't run my mile yet. And oh, I'm tired and my stomach is growling and I'm weary and my mind has been a long, hard day. It's not easy getting in my shoes on and getting in the car and coming down here and praying. But I got a goal. I'm on a mission to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And if I don't participate in press when I feel weak, then I will never press when the real battle comes down the road. Are you having the feelings of giving up and throwing in the towel? It's time to show some gumption in your life. Is it a need to have everything and every prayer answered right now? It's time to start bearing up under the suffering. Let's bow our heads together and let's spend a few moments meditating and praying on the Word of God. I know, amen, we kind of spilled the seeds here today and so...